Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is the holiday for romantic love. Everyone sends cards to each other. The cards say, "Happy Valentine's Day," or "Won't you be my Valentine?" People also buy heart-shaped candy that says stuff like, "You're sweet," or "True love," and they give it to their loved ones. Guys give flowers to their girlfriends and wives, but a lot of guys forget, so a lot of them feel guilty on Valentine's Day. A lot of lovers have fights. Girls cry and yell at their boyfriends. They say, "Wow, this is a fine Valentine's Day. I hate you." I don't much like the holiday because my dislike is not because I have had fights with past lovers on that day. My dislike goes much further back into childhood. I've been recalling this bad memory every Valentine's Day since I was 9. I did something terrible. In elementary school, the children all must give each other Valentine's Day cards. You're supposed to write something nice and then sign your name. Donnie, the guy who later puked whiskey on his dad, and Mike, my other friend, were in my 4th grade class. There was this one girl named Esther Benson, whom everyone teased because she was stupid and ugly. You know the girl, she was in your classroom too. Her teeth were big and green, she couldn't read very well, and nobody wanted to sit next to her because she smelled like pee. As a matter of fact, one time I heard what sounded like water splattering on the floor. I looked over and it was pee running off Esther's seat. She peed right there in the classroom, peed all over like a poorly trained dog. But I'm digressing from my Valentine's Day story. The night before Valentine's Day, me and Donnie and Mike decided that we would write horrible things on our cards to Esther and not sign our names. I wrote, "Brush your ugly teeth," and I didn't sign it. We all gave our cards to each other the next day during our classroom party, and a few minutes later, the teacher called my name. I looked up and saw Esther standing next to the teacher's desk. I knew I was in trouble. "Do you know why I called you up here?" the teacher asked. I shook my head no. I figured I had nothing to lose. The teacher handed me a card and asked me if I had seen it before. It said, "Brush your ugly teeth." I thought perhaps I could lie. "Maybe I've seen this card," I said, "but I'm not sure. I mean, I've seen so many cards in one afternoon, and after seeing so many cards, I have trouble remembering each one." That sounded good to me. I could see that she did not believe me. "Sydney, stop lying and tell me the truth. Did you write this card?" Oh, I told her I wrote it. "How would you feel if someone wrote you a card like that?" I thought about that. I would feel very hurt, but I did not want to say that. I didn't know what to say. I stood staring at the ground. She told me to apologize to Esther. I apologized. I went back to my desk and sat down. I wondered why Donnie and Mike did not get called to the teacher's desk. Then I knew. Donnie and Mike did not write anything horrible to Esther. My two best friends tricked me. I looked over and the bastards were laughing about it. I didn't trust them after that. But the worst part is that I still feel bad about what I wrote. Esther was a slow learner and they put her in a normal classroom where she would look stupid when she tried to read. She hated it. One time, the teacher caught Esther eating toilet bowl cleaner so that she would vomit and get out of school for the day. And we children were only more cruel to her for it, called her toilet mouth, and she hated school even more. Esther, please know that I am sorry for writing unkind things. If I knew your address, I would send you a great Valentine's Day card. But maybe you'll read this. Dear Esther, happy Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is on February the 14th. It is named after Saint Valentine, the patron saint of lovers. On this day, people send a card to someone they love. Traditionally, they do not sign the card. The receiver is supposed to try and guess who sent it. The more cards you receive, the more popular you are. Nowadays, many Valentine's cards have jokes. They start off with a romantic message, which is then turned into something very unromantic.